the Taz, Simon Hay, Sifei, Sifei, at the end, you know, the last line, when he says, It wasn't the Taruves with Mine and Chene Mine at the same time. But first there was a Taruve Simeni Mine. So it became Mosa. Then later on he dropped some the Mine. Vakach the Kirishon Mine. Vadek on Asin Vela Kedish Bosha Mine, can you also die? All right. Veidishnapke Mine, the Middle Shane Mine, Lin Taruves Yomish Biyomish. Be simple of you. Because of it, as Hatos. Klau Pehe, the Shemisa Veheta. Afilu im Nofal, this is a very strange. Teres Hatos. Afilu im Nofal Holop. With Sarif Shud Rabbanon. Now we pass, it's a machlekes tanoim, in regard to the Yisr of the Raisa of Bosab Cholov. So the Altanoim will say that there is, that Bosab Cholov is, that Sarif Cholov is also some in the Raisa. In other words, if you cook, let's say, chicken together with milk, so it's also in the Raisa. And the Altanoim will say that only Psar Behemo Cholov is also in the Raisa. But Sarif Cholov, that's only in Rabbanon. He's only in Rabbanon. Most Rishayim Paskin, and that's the way the Mechaber, the Ramo Paskins, that Psarei Becholov in the Rambam, Psarei Becholov is only in Rabbanon, that there are some Rishayim Paskin, that Psarei Becholov isn't right. Now, so the Teres Hatos says, Kosa B'Teres Hatos Kwal Pehei B'Shem Yisrael Heter, Afilu in Nofal Cholov, Li Psarei, Shehu de Rabbanon, V'Nishvach, Oser, Hoyu V'Tam Kinka de Reis, because Tam Kinka is the rice. So even if it was a case of Psarei V'Cholov, that's only Osam Rabbanon, Nishbach. So we would think that since it's Osam Rabbanon, and there is a possibility, there is Shishi, some in Mele, we should be Tehillel HaHakel. No. So since Tam Kinka is the rice, so it is us. Do we hear it? We made war? Die Mami Hane ist ja Tam Kiika hu. A viele Mika behen, lo ja Abel Isa der Rabono, li fi Masche Teufe ist Achshov, die Psari Becholo of der Rabono. So that's very strange. Two Tam Kiika is the Reise. So what does it mean Tam Kiika is the Reise? Let's say, if Chelev gives a Tam, of Chelev, in Heter, so it's also the Reise. But here, we pass from Psari Becholo, it's only also the Rabono Psari Becholo. So in Mele, why? So in case of Nishbach, we should be Tehillel HaHakel. Uveemes likosav v'yisabheta b'zeh shehu d'rabono. Kmo shehetik teres chatos mishmei. Nimtso shehu kosav zeh limam disvir leipsarif v'derais. V'chein kosav v'behet yeklau mem. So he says that as far as the yisabheta is concerned, so the yisabheta could say that alibe those who pasken. We, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't pasken like that. But there are a few Rishayim who pasken like the Tane, that Psarei Becholov is the Reis. Some male naturally, if it's the Reis, so he cannot be Tehillel HaHakel. But we pasken, according to us, that we pasken, that it's the Rabbanon, so then we are Tehillel HaHakel. So there is no kashe against the Yisrael Heter. But the kashe is against the Teres Chatos, because the Teres Chatos says, Afilo in Nofal Cholov with Psarei Shehu the Rabbanon. So he emphasizes that we pass in that it's in the Rabbanon, and still we are not in the Lohok. So that's difficult. Still, he says that as mikol mokemein mizet tvis al ramo, sheefshia shebenusach shalei, biusaveter, hoyokosuf kei, kmo ishetzinu, shemirizinu bishivis ramo, biseven shekosuf midachine shebenusach shalei, biusaveter, ksavyad, lo hoyokosuf kmo ishibnitvosim. So in other words, some mele, it's not a kashe against the Teres Chatos, because maybe that in the text that the Ramo had in the Yisrael Heter, there it was written. In our text, so it's not mentioned, even though Psarei Becholov is only in the Rabbanon. So in other words, so the Pshat could be in the Yisrael Heter that he paskens that Psarei Becholov is the Reis. But in a chaname, if we pass Kumsarim v'chol v'zah Rabbanon, so then in case of Nishpach, we are till Lohokim. But it's possible that Ramo had a different text in the Yisav Heta. And that's why he is mentioning the Yisav Heta, and the name of Yisav Heta, afil and nosot cholok v'psareiv shehud Rabbanon. All right. So memele, there is no kashe against the Ramo. Because the Ramo had a different tirse in the Yisav Heta. So he just mentions what the Yisav Heta said. All right. Avo, אלא שצורכים במה שקוצב, הויל ויתם כי איקה דרייס, דאים בזה כלום? In other words, all right, so in other words, so there is no kashe against the Ramo, how does he mention in the name of the Yisav Heter that even though Psari v'chol of his Rabbonon, still we're not even there, because it's possible that he had that girse in the Yisav Heter. But the difficulty is, he explains the Yisav Heter on the basis that Tamkika is the Raise. So that doesn't even make sense. So what if Tamkika is the Raise? But Psarei V'cholov is the Rabban. So it doesn't make sense. So he says, no, it does make sense. Avu nireh dishap yakom haramo dichiv dimotzinu l'psar b'chobos v'cholov. She'osu chachomim chizik u'ivrayim kishol teiro mamesh ki geim v'yachil az gvino. Ach haboso כמו שקוס וברי סימן פיטה סיפלת וכן סביב בית ריש מחמירים שמי ורמו וכן ריש סימן פיחס לעניין לעלי של השילכון וחשבים לו גזיר לגזיר ועמוק כמו מה שיש בגמור בזה בפרקו הבוסו תגזיר לגזיר הוא בזה כמו איזה רחס על כוחו גם בזר הוא להחמיר בעיד גזיר אותו נשפח בבשר בהימו מה שאין כמימין במין אבן נשפח ואין שום גזירו, אותו ישראל רייסה, על כוחוך, אז לנשום לא הוקל, ויש רב להתר. So in other words, now, So, the Mechaba Paskins in Simen Pites, Ochal Boso, Afilu Shol Chai, Chai Oveiv, Lo Yechal Gvino Achot, Ache Yishe Sheishoi. So in other words, so we could say, that in as much as the Yisar of eating, milk, immediately after meat, is a Gzeirat Rabbonon, so that Gzeirat Rabbonon should only apply to Psar Behei. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat. You have to wait 6 hours after the eating of Psar Behema. But Psar Eif, that itself is only Osam Rabbanon. Even when it was cooked with milk, it's only Osam Rabbanon. So to Asa, the eating of milk immediately after the Psar Eif should be Exeire. We don't say that. So we see that the Chachomim here applied the Chumres, the Raise, to the Rabbanon of Psar Eif Echolo. To the Rabbonon of Sarei V'cholom. So Mimele, the Ramo says, why? Because Heil Vitam Ki Iker is the Raise. Now that he bases upon the fact that Tam Ki Iker is the Raise. Now the question is this. All right. In other words, so the Ramo explains the Yisav Heter on the basis of the premise that there are certain the Rabbonons that are treated like the Raise. So Mimele, we cannot say Sveke Rabbonon Likud. There are two kinds of Rabbonons. There are certain Rabbonons that are independent Rabbonons. They do not come under any Halishem of the Raisi. Masha'in king, the Yisar of Psarei V'cholov, even though it's only Osam Rabbonon, so mid Raisi, the Yisar of Osam V'cholov does not include Psarei V'cholov. But mid Rabbonon, it comes under the heading of Osam V'cholov. The raya that mid rabbonon, it comes under the heading of Bosa Becholo, is that we are mechuyev to wait 6 hours after Psarei. If it had been an independent Rabbanon. He did not, if he did not come and with Rabbanon under the category of Bosa Becholov, so then it should be Xeyre. Why isn't it considered Xeyre? The answer is because called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reise Tikkun. So when is the Chayach to say called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reise Tikkun if with Rabbanon it comes under the category of Bosa Becholov? Now, there are two kinds of the Rabbanons. For example, now there is a halacha. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat, let's say, below Nitilas Yadayim. It's an Isra Rabbah. But suppose someone eats below Nitilas Yadayim. Is it possible to eat even with Rabbanon? It's not possible to eat. But there's another Rabbanon. You're not allowed to let's say, to carry Nikamales. Suppose someone carries on Shabbos Nikamales, or someone, let's say, squeezes oranges, with Raise only Zeisim Vanovi. Is he comes within the Isra of Mifarik, of Dosh, of Seichet. But with Rabbanon, he will show Peretz. Suppose someone squeezes oranges, he makes orange juice on Shabbos, or he carries Nikamales, he's postulated with Rabbanon. Why? Because in order to be postulated with Raise, one must be either an Isra of Misa of Kores, or of Malkes. So Mele, that's to become postulated with Raise. But, and to become postulated with Rabbanon, if he's either Isurim the Rabbanon, that with Rabbanon come under the category of Isurim for the device of which there is Mise or Kores or Malkes. So Memele, if someone eats below Nitilas Yadayim, that's an independent Rabbanon. It doesn't come, even with Rabbanon, it doesn't come under any category of the Raises for which there is Mise, Kores or Malkes. Masha'in came if somebody is either on the Shvus in the Rabbanon, he carries in the Carmelist, whatever at Rabbanon, he's either. So with Rabbanon, it comes under the category of Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, there is Mise, there is Kores. And if someone, let's say, will be very shrewd, the Rabbonon, and Yom Tev, so for the Raise, there is Malkes. So Memele, if he does it, so he's possible to be the Rabbonon, if he's a very shrewd, and Yom Tev. So we see that when the Chachomim Aser, Psarei Becholov, they did not declare it as an independent Rabbonon. But they declare, mid Rabbonon, it comes under the heading of Bosa Becholov. So Mimele, we can apply the principle of Kol D'Tikun Rabbonon K'in D'Raise Tikun. It's not considered Gzeir L'Gzeir. This is what the Taz is saying in the Teres Chatos, Pshat Teres Chatos. But the question is, why does he have to resort to the Aloche of Tam Kikya D'Raise? Even if Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, but Bosa Becholov is certainly the Raise. Bosa Becholov is certainly the Raise. Now there is a Gemore in Chum. There is Gemara in Chum Daf Kufches. Omer Dalet. Omer Abaye. Taimi Veloim Amoshe Be'alme Deraise. The Tam Kikya is Deraise. Why this? Al Kedai Tol Derabonon. Mi Bosa Becholov Mai Taimi Legamrinon Dechidishu. Why shouldn't we learn out from Bosa Becholov? Just as the Torah says Gabi Bosa Becholov, if the Cholov gives a Tam in the Bosa gives a Tam in the Cholov, so it's Oseh. So we should learn out that any Iseh that gives a Tam in Heter, it's Oseh. So why can't we learn it out on Bosa Becholov? Because it's Chidishu. Your Chidishu, Aval Gav Lekene is in Tam Name, Omele Roveder Bishlo Soter. So in Ach Name we can say the time of Elohim HaMoshe is Lav Deraise. But then you ask, why don't we learn out from Bosa Becholov? The answer is because Bosa Becholov is a Chidish. So then you ask, if it's a Chidish, so even if there is a Mashu, even if there is no Tam, so it should also be Osa. The answer is, the Torah only Asa the Bishl. It's Vashel Gibach HaLevime. So Vachile, the Torah Asa that only the Bishl. And normally, when you're Mevashel Cholov with Boso, so the Cholov gives a Tam in the Boso. So Memele, that's the reason as to why. If, let's say, you are Mevashel Cholov with Boso, and it happened that the Cholov didn't give a Tam in the Boso, let's say there was very little Cholov, just a few drops of Cholov. You are Mevashel together with Boso, so it's not Osa. Because normally, when you are Mevashel Cholov with Boso, the Cholov gives it Tam in the Boso. So in other words, that's the reason as to why the Rashi Paskins, the Tam Kikya Lav Deraise, because Rove says, there are Bishlo Soter. So, but other Rishayim say no. Rove is only saying there is no Hechrech from Boso Becholov, the Tam Kikya is Deraise. We cannot learn out. But the fact is that the Tam Kikya is Deraise. Anyway, so here Abaye held that we can learn out from Bosa Becholov. We can learn out the Aloch of Tam Kikya. So Rove says, no, we cannot learn out from Bosa Becholov, Tam Kikya. Because Bosa Becholov is a Chiddush. was a becholov is a chiddush. So, in other words, so that means that we couldn't learn out if we didn't have another gzeras hakosum. The tamkiyikar is the raise, so then we couldn't learn out the aloche of tamkiyikar. But now that we, if there is a gzeras hakosum, so memele we know that tamkiyikar is the raise in kolatere kule, so it can apply to pasa becholov too. Now, the primi godin has his island. The primi godin in the psiche to pasa becholov, he has his island. Now, Tam ki iker, in regard to Tam ki iker, there is a machlok reshenim. Rashi shite is the Tam ki iker is the Rabbonon. Other reshenim say it's the Raise, so Rabbi Yisim Nolayne shite is, it's only Nisarese, and other reshenim shite Rabbi Nilyo, and the Raivet is, that Tam ki iker is the Raise, but the Heter is not Nepach Lisa, and then the shite of Rabbi Netan is that the Heter is Nepach Lisa. So there are all kinds of shites in regard to Tam ki iker. Mashenke in regard to Bosab Cholo, there, so that's the essence of the Yisrael Bosab Cholo. If you are mivashel bosor with cholov together, so that the cholov gives a tam with the bosor gives a tam in the cholov, so then it becomes oser and you're chayav malkes if you eat it. So that's the goof or iser of bosor b'cholov. So the question is this: maybe, suppose now one thing is clear, that if somebody will cook, let's say, milk together with bosor, and then he'll eat the milk or the bosor, so he'll be chayav malkes. Suppose he didn't cook, he didn't boil milk together with bosor, but first at 6 o'clock in the morning he boiled milk in the pot. Then at 7 o'clock in the morning, in the same pot, he cleaned it out, but in the same pot, an hour later, he boiled meat in it. But the meat was boiled in that same pot, in the same day, just an hour later, by itself, without milk. And somebody will eat that meat, will it be chayav malkes or not? So that's his sofik by the primi godim, in his psiche. In other words, you could say, maybe the whole isa of bosa b'cholov, of misivashel b'divach alev ime, that bosa b'cholov is also b'bishlo, it's also b'achile, it's also b'anoye, applies only to one tam, the initial tam of bosa b'cholov, but not to a nascent tam, bar nascent tam of bosa b'cholov. When you are mivashel meat with milk, together, when you are mivashel milk with meat together, so then the milk gives a tam of milk in the meat. That's the initial tam, that's the primary tam. But suppose you first boil milk at 6 o'clock in the morning, then at 7 o'clock you take a clean pot, the same pot, it's cleaned out, and you boil meat in it, so then you don't have the initial tam, the primary tam of cholov in the bosor, but the cholov first gave a tam in the gdeire, in the pot, and then the gdeire gave a tam in the meat. So that's nesen tam ba nesen tam of bosom cholov. But it's not banade tere, it's not banade isure. Because when you boil meat in the same pot that you boiled milk, so it already becomes isa. So it's not banade tere is mutaligamre, not banade tere. So let's say, so the halacha is, the dogim sholu bikaro shel boso mutar leichlom bekesach. So let's say, suppose you put hot fish in the same kare that you before you put meat, hot meat. So then you're allowed to eat it with milk, with butter. Why? The fish you allowed it. Because when you put the hot meat in the kare, in the tray, in the plate, let's say, so then the hot meat gave a tam of meat in the kare. Then when you put the hot fish in it, so the kare gave a tam in the fish. So the fish is a nascent tam by nascent tam. Nascent tam by nascent tam. That's here. Not this way. So you're allowed to eat it with butter. But if, let's say, you cooked meat in the same pot that an hour before you cooked milk, so then it's an eisen tam, but it's tam de isure. So it's osah. But the question is, if one eats that meat that was cooked in the same pot that an hour before, in which an hour before milk was boiled, is a chayav malkes or not? That's isofik by the primi godin, the psiche. What's the shaila? The shaila is that you can say it either way. One alternative is that when the Torah asked Bosa Becholov Nisvashom Di Bechalelinei, the Torah did not only ask the primary Tam of Bosa Becholov, but even the derivative Tam of Bosa Becholov, of Nesin Tam Ba Nesin Tam Di Yisurah of Bosa Becholov. The other alternative is no, when the Torah, insofar as the Torah, as the Yisrael of Nisvashom Di Bechalelinei is concerned, so the Torah only asked the primary Tam of Bosa Becholov. The primary Tam of Bosa Becholov, in other words, if the Cholov directly give it time in the basar. But if you cooked basar in the same pot that an hour before, in which an hour before you cooked cholov, so it's not the primary time, it's nesin tam ba nesin tam, the yisurah of basar b'cholov. But it's not the primary time. That does not come within the yisurah of Rishu Vashel Dibachalevimei. So even though it doesn't come within the yisurah of Rishu Vashel Dibachalevimei, but if we assume the tam kikar is the raiseh, so Memela it's aloha in Kolat, and Tam, as far as Tam, the aloha of Tam Kikar is concerned, so it doesn't only apply to the primary Tam, but even to the derivative Tam. What is the Mokia for Tam Kikar? You will immediate. In other words, the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom told the Jews that they have to be Magyar. Magyar, all the Kalim that they got from the Midyon. So, and the Midyonim, so they cooked all kinds of Isurim in their pots. Chilev, Dam, Nivele, everything. So Mimele, so they had to be Magil. In other words, that means that if you cook Heter in a pot in which, within the same Isles, somebody cooked Isair, so that Heter is Osa. But there it's a derivative Tam, it's an Asian Tam, but an Asian Tam Isair. Let's say if you cook Nevele in the morning, in the pot. So then, the Nevele gave it Tam in the pot. Then an hour later, you cook Heter in it. You cook, let's say, applesauce in it. So then the pot gives the tam in the applesauce. So that's an Asin tam, but an Asin tam. Then the veiler first gave the tam in the pot, and the pot gave the tam in the applesauce. So that's Gula Midyon. So as far as that exerts a kosuf of tam kiikya is concerned, so it applies even to a derivative tam, to an Asin tam, but an Asin tam, the Yisure. So Mimele, even if we assume that as far as the love of Lisivashel Di Bechalevimei is concerned, it only answers the primary tam of basar b'cholov. When basar directly gives it tam in the cholov, or cholov directly gives it tam in basar. Not the derivative tam, but it should still be osir. The meat that was cooked in the same pot in which an hour before milk was boiled should still be osir midraiseh, not on the basis of litzvashel d'b'chalevimei, but on the basis of the gzeras hakosuf of tam kikya that we learn out from the Ulam Midyon. So in Mele, we can explain the Teres Chatos. Now the Teres Chatos, the kasha against the Teres Chatos is, why does the Teres Chatos in explaining the Yisrael Heter? All right, so he had a different text, the different gears in the Yisrael Heter. But in explaining it, he says, Hoyu vitam ki ikad eraise. So the Tas says that even though it's the Rabbonon, but with the Rabbonon it comes under a certain category, under a certain heading of the Raise. So it has the Chumres of the Raise. So Mele, we cannot say Tzvikid Rabbonon Likule. That we only can say Tzvikid Rabbonon Likule in regard to independent Rabbonon. Let's say, suppose it's a Shaile, whether you already washed his hands or not. So then, we can be tailored, okay, or we can say he washed his hands. But if, because eating without before Sedaim is an independent Rabbonon. Mashenkenu, that the Rabbonon is based upon a certain Raise, like Shvusim of Shabbos and so on, so Mimele, there we cannot be tailored, okay. I mean, the Arishenim would say the contrary, that even the Rabbonon that is based upon a Raise, that has an Ikea, Midraise, so we still apply the Aloche of Sveik Rabbonon Likule. All right, but Yisrael Heta could say no, that we don't apply the Aloche of Sveik Rabbonon Likule in regard to the Rabbonon that has an Ikea and a Shem Midraise. But why does the Teres Chatos have to say, Hoy Vitam Kika Raise, Hoy Lupsar Chayob, Hoy Lupsar Behemob, Bechol of the Raise, not Hoy Vitam Kika Raise? Why do they have to resort to Tam Kika Raise? So if we are to assume that the Teres Chatos here holds that as far as the Yisrael of Lisevashel Di Bechalevimei is concerned, it only applies to a primary Tam. It only applies to a primary Tam, but it does not apply to a derivative Tam. To a derivative Tam, so Mimele, but as far as the Aloch of Tam Kika is concerned, it applies to a derivative Tam too, because that's exactly the cause of Gula Midyon. Gula Midyon, it is a derivative Tam, not a primary Tam. So Mimele, the Teres Chatos explains it on the base Tam Kikad Raisi in order that it should include the case the case where, let's say, Bussa was cooked in the same pot as an hour before, in which an hour before, so cholov was boiled, and then that Bussa was nishba, the Bussa or the rated, whatever it is, was nishba. So it is still osa. It is still osa. In other words, psareif. I mean, if let's say psareif, was cooked in the same pot as in which an hour before cholov was boiled, and then that psareif was nishpa. So we are not here local. So you cannot explain it on the basis because psar behemo. Because psar behemo b'cholov is the raise, no. As far as the aloch, the love of Mishvashol b'chalev hime is concerned, so only if psar behemo and cholov were cooked together mamish. Not if psar behemo is cooked in the same pot as in which cholov was boiled before. But because of tamtika the raise, so mimele, even that would be the raise. But it would only be the raise in case of psar behemo that was cooked in the same pot as in which an hour before cholov was boiled. But mid rabbanon it has the same chumres and we cannot be tell off. Alright, so this is what it has to say. Aber mir die Schafe kommen ramo, die Kinder die Mozino die Bosse bekommen. Sie also hachon im Chizik und die Heim Schotir und Mamesh, die Lachiv als Gwina ha Bosse, wo ich kostet wirklich Simen Pites Sifal, die Heim Sibisit Beisli, ich mach mir das Meir ramo, die Heim Reish Simen Piches, die Heim Reish Alashuchot, die Chashvim Lekzeh Lekzeh. So what must we say? That it has all the stringencies of the Raise. Why? Because mit Rabbonon it comes under the category of Bosse bekommen. And if somebody will eat Psarei Becholov, so it will be possible latest mit Rabbonon. Not like someone who eats will eat till he dies. והמוקר מה שאיסה בגמורה בזה בפרק לבוסו תגזיר לגזירו הוא בוזק כמו גזיר האחס על כל חור גם בוזרו להחמיר בין גזירו אותו נשפר בפסר בהימו מה שאין כן במין במיני ונשפר די שם גזירו אותו איסה לרעיסה על כל חור חזלינון שום בהוקר ביש חבר alright now the shach סיב זיין the shach אבל ניסרי ושאין ממיני Kosov is Tereschatos, so the Shach mentioned the same Tereschatos. Kosov is Tereschatos, that afilu in Nofal, Cholov lipsarei, Shehu de Rabbanon, afil hochei nishba chosa, hoi ulitam tika dreis. Dechim posak bisimona, viyu tomua, domi, komo keim afilu ika bosa becholov, dey guf eino de Rabbanon, vim kein hawe sveki de Rabbanon ulikule, ויוכה מוכח להדיה מה שהבין הרשבו לרן ושפוסקים ראי אליסה שאופנינו ואפשר עמד על אישורי דינטילו נהוקל מכחל דיסור דרבונן דחול אפשרות דרבונן אין שום וכן לקמון אמרים הם בין ביסה דרבונן בין בשיר דרבונן תילן להוקי אבל המים ביסה והתה הירה דה הרב לא יקיבן יופי so he mentions a ראי in other words so the שח was also cognizant of this possible lomdes of this possible swore that where the Rabbonon has a nikar in the raise, where the Rabbonon is not an independent Rabbonon like the Yisar of eating the Tereshidayim, but it is based upon the raise, like Psarei V'cholov, so why did the Chachomim ask Psarei V'cholov? Mishum Psarei V'cholov, so then we could say we don't apply the principle of Tehun L'Hokir. So he mentions the raise. Now we see Ligabil Khal. So the, we say Ligabil Khal. In other words, if let's say the order of the behemoth, the order of the behemoth. So, and the question is, if that was nisarit, so the question is whether there is shishim or there is no shishim. So we are not even hokel because it's dasin and pkin. So for a different reason. Otherwise, the next dasin sivov discusses that. Otherwise, we would say. But if we are going to assume that whenever a certain Rabbonon is not an independent Rabbonon, it is based upon a deraise, it's because of Ixere, of a deraise, so then it has all the chumres of a deraise and we're not ill okay. So why do we have to resort to the fact that it's dasheitim, it's dasim and pkin? No, even if it hadn't been dasheitim, we couldn't say Sveki Rabbonon Likule, Tehil Hokel, for the simple reason that even though there it's a question of the Rabbonon, so why isn't the Rabbonon? Because Chol of Shchuto, with Boso, is only the Rabbanon. But why did the Chachomim ask a Chol of Shchuto with Bosa? Why? Because of Exere? Because of Xavier of regular Bosa B'cholov. So in Melee, we shouldn't be Taylor Lockhill. So we see that even when he's certain the Rabbonov is Nessa by the Chachomi, because of Xavier of Idraise, so we still apply the principle of Sweet Rabbonikov. This is some Melee here too. We cannot say, as the Taz says, in explaining the Teras Chatos, that in view of the fact that Tsarev B'cholov, has an ikar in the raise, because it was nesa mishum ze mishum psar behema becholov. So mele it has the chumres of psar behema becholov. So we should say the same thing in regard to cholov shchuto. That is also. But what must the Taz say? The Taz must say there is no general principle that whenever a certain rabbonon is nesa on account of exeres is yog. For the raise, so mainly it has all the stringencies of the raise. It all depends how the chachomim enact it. So, vis-a-vis the iser of cholov shchuto, the chachomim did not declare it that it midrabonon it should have all the chumres of bosa b'cholov. Mashein came vis-a-vis psarei b'cholov. So the chachomim declared that midrabonon it's mamish bosa b'cholov. This is what it has left. Anyway, that's the right. Oh. So he says, Avla Amayim Bisa Vehete Ayire, the Arab Mekivin Yof. Dizel Ishen Ishon, Din Teslov, Im Nishpecho Amayim Shebegdeiro, Leacha Nefila So Yisea, Visofi Kim Hoyo Shom Samach Mitchil Oloi, Kosav Bismak, Shenei Agin Kerab Netam Ditam Kika Draise, Vitonin Bisveke Lechumre, Vafilo Nofa, Cholov Vitavshil Shopsarei, Dein Chilit, Ad Kan Lishen, Virotso Leima, Dein Chilub Doz Leitaime, Shekosav Bichlal Mem, Din Vov, Dipsarei Vicholov Havi Draise, So he passes like the Tane, that Psarev Becholov is the rice, like Habakive. Vein chilek bim Psarev libehime bechol mila. At kal ishene. Vichin kosa bechameduchte. Avol maide kaimolon. Vichin simen pizayin li Psarev Becholov de Rabbonom. Pshid de tele kal hok vizabo. So he's saying the same thing that the Taz mentioned. In other words, that the Yisav Heter says that because he passes like Habakive, that Psarev Becholov is the rice. But the Taz says that obviously the Teres Chatos had a different text in the Isaleta. And then he tries to explain the text of the Taz had in the Isaleta. But the Shah, he just says, no, I mean, the text that the Ramo had in Isaleta is an erroneous text. And the real reason as to why the Isaleta said that is because he paskens, like Rabbi Akiva, that Sabei Becholov is the right. All right, now, the next Shah. V'misarim v'mine yuvishen imine. So in other words, what do we see? The Mechaber paskus like the Rashba, that if, let's say, Nisari b'minei v'sheini b'minei v'nishbach, so then the converse of what the Gemara says, Alibid Rabbi Yudeh is also true. So just as Gemara says Alibid Rabbi Yudeh, where it's Nisari b'minei and sheini b'minei. Nishin b'minei. So rain, Alibid Rabbi Yudeh, that means b'minei is a philadelphia bottle, but where it's Nisari b'minei and sheini b'minei, so then is rain. So here we apply the converse, and we say, alibid rabbon of Rabbi Yudeh, that rain, if it's nishpach, so rain as sheini minei kileinei, ve'uminei robol of mvat, uminei robol of mvat. All right. So that's the Rashbos din, the Mechaber pasuk like that. The mashal is chilek. What's the mashal svore? But here it's not shayach to say rain sheini minei kileinei. It's not shayach to say rein esheine minei kinei, because how can we say rein esheine minei kilei, but here tamki karasas over there alibid Rabbi Yudeh where we have shishim, but Rabbi Yudeh holds that minei minei is not bottle be shishim mitasas be mashu. So if you have taruves of minei minei and min esheine minei, so we just ignore the fact that there is taruves minei minei. True that the minei, the heter cannot destroy the identity of the mine de iser in it, but the sheini mine de heter can destroy the identity of the eini mine de iser. Mashenken here, that it's not a question, mine sheini mine, you can call it whatever you want. Tam iser asers. So memele, how can we say reine sheini mine kileine, umine robolomba? That's the svore of the mashal. All right, we explained what is the svara last time. What is the svara of the Rashi? Now let's see what the Shach says. And the Taz agrees with the Mechaber and the Rashi, not with the Mashal. But Be'emes, so here we begin. da tur bishim arash bo hitzit im se mi mai da amrino on reines mine gelei nei we okay vi shene mine ob ob batle we man di isle mine mine batle at kali shene we do me klau di osam bi mine lavnis in tamosa hil ka amrino reines mine gelei nei don is batle bi shene mine aber ho ge ich nim arine shene mine gelei nei seif seif as bi in tam bi shene mine wim genau es wege der reise bi un ho yo samach bi no san tam ge nisig ma schau bis aber da schon ei und wie sie fred kolka bosso. Alright, so in other words, so that's the asoge of the, so in other words, the shach is saying the same thing as the mashav. Then he says, umashi kosev habach, boze koshe, di mikol mokei minayim aham tzeheter, kibu li dome klau, viyish tam nochem chalik bene, videi. Vinirali, di gam arashbo vanim shochim achov. So the shach, where is the taz, agrees with the mechaber. The shach, not with the mashav. So the shach agrees with the mashav. But he goes one step further. He said, that the Rashbo never meant what the Mechaber says, what the Mechaber attributes to him. The Rashbo never meant it. He says, "V'nirali digam Rashbo v'anim shochim achov v'yomru el hatiras minei u'lafuke d'oloi neime kivin d'hashti nofal b'ini minei im kein hava lo yisveki d'raise elu amrinon reine shine minei kilei nei v'ashom minei robolom v'atlei v'aymet daik lishne d'ashom minei robolom tavu mimo minei robolom elu mishum d'sheini minei osea. So he says, the Rashbo never said what the Mechaber attributes to. In other words, let's take a specific example of a taruves of minei and sheini minei. Let's say you had a taruves of one kazayis of shchuto, and one kazayis of shchuto, and you had a number of gzeisim. You had a number of gzeisim, of many gzeisim, of, I mean, one kazayis of neveira, and you had many gzeisim of shchuto, and you had eliminate, had a rate of heta, rate of shchuto. That's eliminate. There's a different time there. So, and it was all cooked together. It is all cooked together. Now, if it hadn't been ishpach, so then we could just measure whether the number of gzeisim of shchuto together with the rate of heta had shishim neged the one kazayis of Visa of Neveira. But the problem arose on account of the fact that it was Mishpach. We are sure that there was certainly Rov in the number of Gzeisim of Shchut, negative one Kazayis of Neveira. Whether there were 60 measures, 60 Gzeisim in the rate of Eter, negative one Kazayis of Neveira, that we don't know. It was Mishpach. So what does the Mechaber say? Rein esheine mine kleine. So we don't recognize, we ignore in our minds the fact that there was a taruves of the reitev and the kazayis of Neveira. We ignore that. So then let's forget about the fact that there is reitev. But there is certainly rov in the shchuto neged the one kazayis of Neveira. So Neveira becomes bottle midrais. As far as the rabbon is concerned, so we are telling okay, the rate of a chishi neged the kazayis Neveira. This is what Mechaber said. So the shach says that the Rashbo never said that. The Rashbo himself is made it. That vis-a-vis the rate of the sheinim minei, so that is certainly osa. Is certainly osa. But the Rashbo's chidesh is, the Rashbo's chiddush is that while the reitev is oser, but the shchuto becomes muter. The shchuto becomes muter, and the yamshe shleime, the marshal shita is not only the reitev is oser, even the shchuto becomes oser. 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 So why? Why does the shchuto become oser? The answer is, now we have to understand the mashalshit. And it's mashma from the loshin of the shach that he agrees with the mashal. That everything is oser. Not only the reitev is oser. Even the shchuto becomes oser. Why? So it's not difficult to understand. It's not difficult to understand the mashalshit because we cannot ignore the fact that there is a taruves of min shalo b'minei. We cannot ignore it. And it's very likely that there were no 60 measures in the Reitev to be mivatel the tam of the kazayis. So, if there was no shishim, if the mitzias is that there was no shishim in the reite neged the kazayis nevele, so then in all probability the kazayis nevele gave a tam of nevele in the reite. So memele, according to Ramatam Shite, so the heter is nepach liisa. So the reitev becomes a chepter of nevele. So memele, then the reitev can give the tam in the shchuto. So the shchuto also becomes awesome. So everything is awesome. That's the tam of the mashal. And it seems that the shach agrees with the mashal. But he just explains the Rashbo, that the Rashbo disagrees with the Mashal vis-a-vis the Shchuta. But he admits, the Rashbo admits, that the Reiter is certainly Oser because of Tam Kika. So he says, V'nira li idgam ha-Rashbo v'animshochim achov, lo yomru el hatir ezmine, that the Shchuto is muta, la'afuke do loineime, kim dehashten of al-beine mine, im kin havo esveke the Reise, because there is a possibility that there is that it gave a tam of mevela in the reitev, so mevela the reitev gives a tam in the shchuto. It's min shenemine. So the reitev is a reitev of iser. It's heta nepach liiser. So mevela the shchuto also should become oser, unless the shchuto has so many gzeisim, 60 times the reitev. Well, that's certainly not. So he says. So the Rashbo doesn't say that. Ulafuked loinei mekim dehashen of albinim minei im kin havo esekid reise. Ela amrinon reine sheinim minei lkin reinei vashom minei robolov mvatlei. Vahaynei didai klishne vashom on minei robolov. Davul meimaru minei robolov el mishum di sheinim minei oseya kom adi minei anisha robolov. Now we have to understand what is the machlekes according to the shach between the Rashbo and the Mashal. It seems that the Mashal is right. It seems that the Mashal is right. Now, last time we explained on Friday, we explained the shite of the Taz. The shite of the Taz. In other words, what is the shite of the Rashbo? So we said, at first we said, that whether we can apply this lomdes, this concept of rein, esheine mine, kileine, u mine robol of mvatle, I mean the converse of the concept that the Gemara says in connection with Rabbi Yehuda. So he said it should be told in that child. What's the essence of Tam Kika? Does Tam Kika imply that the Tam Asers, or Tam Kika only implies that if the Isa gives a Tam in the Heter, so then there is no Bitla on the Isa. So the heretofore Isa remains Osa, but the heretofore Heter remains it. So according to Rabbi Elio and Raivet, the Pshat in Tam Kika is that if there is Tam, so then there is no Bitla. So if we say like Rabbi Elio and Raivet, then we certainly can say like the Mechaber. So we can apply the converse of the concept that the Gemara applies in respect to Rabbi Yehuda. So just as the Gemara says, that even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, so mean the Mine is not bottle, so the Mine of Eter is incapable of negating the identity of the Mine of Iser. But the enemy of Eter is capable. He is capable. So here too. It's all. So since the Aloha of Tam Kikar, according to Rabbi Elio and the Raivet, is that where there is Tam, so then where there is Tam Nivele in the Reitev, so Mimele, the Nivele is in. The Tam Kinikea isn't it? That the Tam itself asks, it's not that no pickle is how. That it's not a heta nefachlisea. So then, we cannot apply the same concept that the Gemara applies in respect to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright. So at first, we try to say, the Tam Kinikea, isn't it? That the Tam itself asks, it's not that no bitli is chal. That it's not a heta nefach liisea. So then, we cannot apply the same concept that the Gemara applies in respect to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright. So at first we try to say that maybe the Rashba agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Elio and the Raivet. But then we say, no, the Raivet paskens like Rabbi Tam. So then the question arose, so how can the Raivet apply the converse of the principle that Gemara mentions in connection with Rabbi Yehuda? So then we said that even though the Rashba agrees with the Shita of the Rabbi Tam, the Tam Kikar implies that Heter is Nefach Liisea, but there are two versions in Rabbi Tam. There is the Rosh version of Rabbi Tam and the Tours version of Rabbi Tam. According to the Rosh version of Rabbi Tam, the Aloch of Tam Kikar implies that even if there is no Taruves of Kazai with the Achilles Pras, so Heter is Nefach Liisea and this Chayim Malkus. But the version of the Tour in Rabbi Tam, the version of the Tour in Rabbi Tam is that Heter is Nepach Liisea and there is Malkus in every case of Tam Kikea, but only in the case where there is a Kazai of the Achilles Pras. But if there is no Kazai of the Achilles Pras, then it's also, but there is no Malkus. Now, so we have to understand this shite of the two in Rabbi Tam. ומיר פירוש רבי תם, דמין במין היקים של הניסים תם מן התירה, בוטו ברוב, אלו שחכום עם מצחי חוסמך, ושלוי במין היוסם מן התירה עצמך, אלו אין שם ליקין עלוב, עד שבהי בהי כל כך מן היסר, עד שהי בשיח כל דלת ביצים מן היתר, כזייס מן היסר, ויוס חייב על כל כזייס וכזייס. So, this, the tourist version of Rabbi Tam can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that there are two halachos in Tam Kikea. There is one aloha of Tam Kikea, one aloha in Tam Kikea, that Tam Kikea, so the Heter is Nepach Liisea. Nepach Liisea. And that aloha of Tam Kikea, that the Heter is Nepach Liisea, so that aloha applies only to a case where there is Kazai Vadechles Pras. If the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 8, or 1 to 6, that depends upon another Shaila, what Pras is. So that's one aloha of Tam Kikea. That the Heter is Nepach Liisea, but that aloche of Heter Nepach Liisea applies only to a case where there is Kazai Vechles Pras, if the Taruves is in a certain ratio of 1 to 8. But then there is another aloche of Tam Kikea, as the Raivet says. In other words, that if there is Tam, if you detect Tam or Yisar in the Taruves, so then no bitl is Chal and the here to Forisa. So when do we apply the principle that Heter Nepach Liisea only when there is Kazai Vechles Pras? But when there is no Kazai Vechles Pras, then the aloche of Heter Nepach Liisea doesn't take effect. But Bittl and the heretofore Yisar is not Chal. So Bittl and the heretofore Yisar is not Chal. But whatever was heretofore Oseh remains Oseh, and what heretofore was Muter remains Muter. That's one way of explaining the Tours version of Rabbi Tam. Another way of explaining the Tours version of Rabbi Tam is that one aloha of Tam Kikea is, as we said before, that wherever there is Kazai Lechiles Pras, if the ratio of the Taruves is the ratio of 1 to 8, so then Heter is Nepach Liisea. But if it's not Kazai Lechiles Pras, then there is a new Issa. also het a nepach l'Yisra, but also a new Yisra, an Yisra-Ese. Now, Rav Rabbi Yosef Molaynish holds that Tamki Iker is a new Yisra, but it's only an Yisra-Ese, because we learn it out from the Lamedion, that only implies an Yisra-Ese. So, Rav Rabbi Yosef Molaynish holds there is only one aloha of Tamki Iker. Mashenkin, Rav Netam, according to the Torah's version, he holds there are two alochas of Tamki Iker. One aloch of Tamki Iker is the Tam Yuma Moshe, so Heter is Nepach L'Yisra, and it's considered to become the same Yisra. So there is Malkes and there is Kores. Let's say, if the Tam is a Tam of Chilet in Heter, and there is Kazai V'Achilas Pras, Tam Yuma Moshe, so then it's Mamish Ikerism, as if it had been Kulei Chilet, if it's Kazai V'Achilas Pras. That's one aloch of Tam Ki Iker. And then there is another aloch of Tam Ki Iker where there is no Kazai Achilles Pras. So, but it's there is still Tamu Yisra. So that is a new Yisra. It's also Heta Nepach L'Yisra. But on the base, on the score of an essay, of the Olamidion. So the Mele, there is no Malkus. But it's a new Yisra. It's not the same Yisra. Let's say, suppose Chilev. Chilev was cooked together with Bosom. And the Chilev gave a tam chilev in the bosom, but there is no kazayi d'achilas pras. So then it's not time in mamoshe mamesh, but it's still osea because of the exercise kosov of gilu midyon, of gilu midyon. So then there is a new isea of tam chilev that is osea, but on the score of an essay. But it's not the gufo isea of chilev. There is no malkes, there is no kores. Masheinkein, if you will be me'arev chilev with bosom in the ratio of 1:8. So then, you'll be chayev for every kazayis of the taruves, you'll be chayev malkes and kores. So there are two aloches. One aloche is aloche of taimi umamoshe, that it's nepach ligufo yiseh, only when it's kazayi v'achilas pras, and another aloche. As long as there is tam, so the tam answers, and the score of a new yiseh, an yiseh-ese, not the gufo yiseh of chilev, but an yiseh-ese of the umidion. Even nesen tam ba nesen tam, even the derivative tam of Yisra. Let's say, if you cooked bosor in the same pot as in which an hour before you cooked chilet. So it's also on the score of that Yisra-Ese, of that Yisra-Ese. But that's a new Yisra. It's not the same Yisra as chilet. There is no malkes, there is no chorus. So memele, we have to say, now let's say, in respect to the Taz, we have to, that's the other alternative pshat. In Rav Netam's Shite, according to the Torah's version of it. So that's the other alternative pshat. And the first alternative pshat in the Torah's version of Rav Netam is that there are two aloches of Tam Ki Iker. One is that Yisra is nepach leheter, and it becomes converted into the gufo Yisra if it's kazai v'achilas pras. But then there is another aloch of Tam Ki Iker that if there is tam, but not because I have less pras, so then bitl is not chal on the heretofore Yisra. But the heretofore heter remains the heter. So apparently the Shach, the Taz, agrees with the alternative pshat that when both the Taz and the Shach apparently assume that the Rashbo agrees with the Tuz version of Rav Netam. Even though the Rashbo says that he agrees with the Shita of Rav Netam, but that means not the Shita of Rav Netam according to the Rosh version, but the Shita of Rav Netam according to the Torah's version. But it's still possible. The Torah's version of Rav Netam can be explained in two ways. One din of Tam Ki Iker is not in question. One din of Tam Ki Iker implies that if there is Kazai V'Achilas Pras, then the Heter is Nepach Ligufo Yisra, and there is Malkes and there is Kores. If the Yisra is Kores, let's say Chilek. So, that's one thing. Now, the other din of Tam Ki Iker. The other din of Tam Ki Iker. So, one alternative is that the other din of Tam Ki Iker, he only implies that no bitl is chal. No bitl is chal. So, but the heretofore heter remains heter. Apparently, the Taz assumed like this alternative. That where there is no kazayi v'dechilas pras, so then the aloch of Tam Ki Iker is that no bitl is chal and the heretofore isa, but bitl is chal and the heretofore heter. So memele, the Rashbo says, and the Taz agrees with the Rashbo, that where there is daruvis of min b'minei min shein b'minei, so reine shein b'minei kileine. Because why can't the kazayis chilek, the kazayis nivele, be bottled in the reitev? Why not? if there is a tam. Because there is a loche that what that beetle is not hal if there is a tam isa. So true, beetle is not hal in the shele mine. But in the mine it is hal. After all, the nevela does not give a tam, nevela in the shchuto. So mimele, the shchuto nullifies the identity of the nevela. Of the nevela. So mimele, the nevela becomes heter. And once the nevela becomes heter, by the nullification of the identity of the nevela, in the shchuto, so then, even though it gives a tam, in the reitev, for the tam is a tam heter, because the identity of the nevela was nullified by the shchut. Because here we are not dealing with the case when there is kazai v'chles pras. So that's the shit of the Taz. So the Taz agrees with the pshat in the tour that the reason in the Rabbeinu Tam that the reason as to why the reason as to why tam ki ikar is oser even without kazai v'chles pras because no bitl is chal. So no bitl is chal by the ritev and the nevele, but bitl is chal by the shchut and the nevele. Mashenkin the Shach holds that the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is like the other alternative. That where there is, now here we are also dealing, the Shach will also say the same thing as it has. That the Rashbo doesn't deal with the case where there is Kazai Vechles Pras. So the Aloche of Eta Nepach Liyisar, Ligufo Yisar, that doesn't apply here because there is no Kazai Vechles Pras. So, but there is another din of Tam Ki Ikea. So whereas the Taz holds that the other din of Tam Ki Ikea, where there is no Kazai Vechles Pras, implies that no bitl is chal, no. So that no bitl is chal, the Shach holds, no. The other din of Tam Ki Ikea is implicit in the Gzeres HaKosov of Gilui Midyon, so it's like Avraham Rav Yisrael Molainesh. It's a new Yisrese. But it's not a Gufa Yisrael. It's a new Yisrese. So in other words, some Mele, that's the reason as to why the Rashbo says, according to the Shach, that where we have it aruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, so the reitev itself becomes osa. Why does it become osa? Because of the iser ese of Yule Midian. And what does the ese of Yule Midian imply, as Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaine says, according to Rav Tam too, in the case where there is no kazai v'chles pras. So in other words, according to the Shach, that nafkemine between Rav Netam Shita and Rav Rabbi Yisrael Molaine Shita is that according to Rav Yisrael Molaine Shita, there is only one din of Tam Ki Ikea, a new Yisar Ese, and that's all. According to Rav Netam, there are two alochas of Tam Ki Ikea. One aloch of Tam Ki Ikea that is applicable to a case of Kazai Vechles Pras. So that aloche implies that the heter is Nepach Ligufo Yisar and there is Malkes, everything like the Gufo Yisar itself, the Mamosh is a Yisar. And then there is another aloche of Tam Ki Ikea where there is no Kazai Vechles Pras, and that only implies an Yisar Ese. So Memele, the Rashbo says, the Reitev itself becomes Osea. Why? Because the Kazayis Nevele directly gave a Tam of Nevele in the Reitev. That was the primary Tam, he directly gave a Tam. So the Reitev becomes Osea. So what is the next step? That the Yamsha Shoyne says, so Memele, the Shchut also becomes Osea. Because once the Reitev becomes Osea, and the Reitev gives a Tam in the Shchuto, the Nevele couldn't give directly a Tam in the Shchuto because it's the same Tam. So first the Nevele gives a Tam in the Reitev. So the next step of the Mashal is that once the Reitev is Osea, so then the Reitev is Sheine Minei vis-a-vis the Shchuto, so that gives a Tam in the Shchuto, so the Shchuto also becomes Osea. That's the Mashal Shite. But the Mashal says no. I mean, the Rashba says no. If the Reitev had become converted into the Gufo Yisea, as in the case of Kazai Vechles Pras, so then Yechaname, the Rashba would say like the Mashal. But here we are dealing with a case where there is no Kazai Vechles Pras. So the Reitev, even though the Reitev becomes Osea, but it doesn't become converted into the Gufo Yisea. It doesn't become converted into Gufo Yisea of Nevele. It becomes Osea on the score of a new Yisea, of Tamo Yisea. So Memele, since the Reitev is only Osea on the score of a new Yisar Ese, so Memele it cannot Osea the Shchut. That's the lomdes of the Rav. So in other words, the Taz and the Shach, they both agree on one point, that the Rashbo deals with the case where there is no Kazai v'Achilas Pras. But the machlekes between the Taz and the Shach is, And the Taz and the Shach both agree that the Rashba, while he agrees with the Shita of Rav Netam, so he agrees with the Shita of Rav Netam in accordance with the Tur's version, not in accordance with the Rosh version. And here we are dealing, the Rashba deals with a case where there is no Kazai Vachilas Pras. But it's still Osir. The question is, why is it Osir? So according to the Taz, it is Osir because where there is no Kazai Vachilas Pras, so then Tam Kikar implies that no Bittl is Chal. So no Bittl is Chal by the Sheinah Minei and the Minei, but Bittl is Chal by the Minei and the Minei. By the Minei of Eter and the Minei of Isa. But that's the Taz Pshat in Rav Netam. But the Shach's Pshat in Rav Netam is that where there is no Kazayu Achilas Pras, so then Tam is Oser on the score of a new Isa Rese, like a Rav Yisrael Malaynish. So Mele, the Reitev itself becomes Oser. Because the Nevele directly gave it Tam in the Reitev. But that the rate that became Osir and the score of a new Isir and Isir Ese cannot extend that Isir to the Shchuto. To the Shchuto, because it's not a good for Isir. So in other words, the Isir Ese only implies that only the primary term of Isir is Osir and the score of an Ese, but not the derivative term. Now, in order that the Shchuto should become Osir, the Shchuto will have a derivative term. Derivative term now. All right. All right, now, the Taz, Sivov the Taz. V'yef shal amid al shiur. B'mordechai, perik ha-seicheya, nosn tam. Why do we say that if it's not nishpach, but you just can't figure out the ratio, the exact ratio, so then we do not in local, because that's das shaitin, das in empty. So he says, b'mordechai perik ha-seicher nosen tam, di das shaitin enikum, v'chein kosav v'shari dure, boze, u'chein ze kosav, you see, shaite, in real Hebrew, does not mean someone who is stupid. Shaite means one who is not regular. We say, hodes shaite, what does it mean, hodes, you see, is stupid. I mean, it's not a regular hodes. It's a little irregular. When a person, let's say, is retarded, so then we say he's not regular. He doesn't have average intelligence. But sheite means, doesn't mean stupid. Sheite means not regular. In other words, a person who is trained knows, a regular person who is trained, who had a regular training, knows how to measure. But this person is not a regular person in that matter, in that realm, in that field. He's not a regular person. He could be very intelligent in other things, but in this thing he's not regular. So that's called Dasheit. So Dasheit imenikum. V'chein kosa b'shari dure b'zeh. U'chegein zeh kosa b'siosof b'kamon b'simen kufzadi d'sinil chasnide. B'din lof sho'cholu k'shenizkabeis v'nim tzolof kesem. I mean, last year we discussed it. In other words, suppose she washed out a choluk, a certain beggar, the Ishi. And then, after she washed it out, she found the kesem. Now there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the kesem remained there from the previous time. I mean, before it was washed out, but the washing did not take it out. And another, so then she is muteres. The other possibility is that the kesem took place, it became stained, after it was washed out, so then she is asur lebailo. So even though Ksomim is midrabanon, so we should be Teilel Hakeil. So in this case, we're not Teilel Hakeil. Why? Because someone who is an expert in observing Ksomim, so he could see whether the Kesem was there before it was washed out, or the Kesem he appeared there after it was washed out. Because if the Kesem was there before it was washed out, so then the stain will be godol, will be absorbed in the material of the beggar. If the kesem appeared there after it was washed out, so it will not be godo, be seicha beggar, in the material. But it will protrude on the surface of the beggar. But only a boki can make this determination. So suppose, let's say, So suppose a Chochem, who is not available, someone who is an expert in determining as to whether that Kesem was there from before or not, so then we say it's Da'a Sheitim, and then Iklum. So this is what he said. V'chein kosov v'shari dure, boze, v'chein zeh kosov v'siosov v'kamu v'simin kuf tzadik, v'nimov shecholuk shen iskabeis, v'nimtzol of Kesem. So, and there is no Chochem, no Boki, who can determine as to whether the Kesem is Godo in the material or it's not Godo in the material. So, בשם הרעש, וזהו ישני, שאין זה כספיק את הרבון, דיסופיק אבו ממי הוא תקורא, אין לי סופיק, דהים אין זה בו כי הוא מכיר, אך היה כיר, ואין באפשר למי כמו דמילס, עד כאן לשם. So here too, in other words, this person is not an expert in measuring. It's not so easy to measure. So, but another person is a book. ויש לה הקשיס, ממה שקוסף הטור עושים עם פי א', להתיר הגבינס בקריפש על דיסירכה מפני שאם הוא נבקין מבורר אפשר שהוא יהיה לו נהתר על דיפתיקה. Now there are two kinds of סירכס. I mean, two kinds of סירכס. סירכה is an addition to the lump. So there is one kind of סירכה. There is one kind of סירכה that is ודאי עושה. And even a בדיקה על דיניפיכה בפושכים will not avail us. That's what it was. But then there is another kind of a sirche. Now let's say, sirche kisidron. So sirche kisidron, so let's say, many rishenim say, and there are more paskens in Hilchos Reifes, in other words, sirche kisidron, that means if the addition is between one gav and the other gav, you see, so between one kotze and the other kotze, so in the lobes of the lung, so then sirche kisidron is muter, but many rishonim say in the Rambam paskens it still requires bdikah. In other words, even though the sirche is kesidron, even though the sirche is kesidron, now that's in So the Machaba says, Uno has schuchel uno ilu umo. Bein schuchel maad, bein schuchel kulo, shalei kisidron treifo. Kisidron kshere. Afil loy bdike. Veniko kisidron elu bishtayim zu yitzol zu, mechitoch shal zu, lechitoch shal zu. Vafilu balachsi. So that's kisidron. If it's mechitoch shal zu, lechitoch shal zu. So, v'yei shemrim. So the Machaba paskens, like the Rishenim, that without the bdike it's muta. V'yei shemrim, da afilu bichisidron tzor bdike. שאינקב ברעה, ומאחר שאינו בדיקה, what kind of בדיקה? In other words, we put the reye in lukewarm water and we start blowing it. So, and we have to observe whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So if it doesn't bubble, so then it's kshel. And since, ומאחר שאינו נבקים בבדיקה, כל מוקים דיקה ראה says, so in other words, if there is a sirche, even though it's kisidron, and so ממילא יש להת, יש לה אטרף סירחה, but it's only טריפה מסופק. It's only טריפה מסופק. So ממילא, there we say, in regard to such a סירחה, is not a סירחה that is not what I saw, but a סירחה כסידרון, מחיתוך לחיתוך, מחיתוך לחיתוך, not מגב לגב. So then, we say that it can, it's only מותר, we pass, it's only מותר, או דבדיקה. But since we are not Boki, so Memele, it's Osa. So there it says, the Torah says, in Simen Pi Aleph, Lehati Ragvinis Bitrife Shal Disirche. Now suppose you made cheese out of certain milk that was obtained from a certain behemoth. And then that behemoth turned out to be a treife. But the question is, when did it become a treife? Maybe it became a treife before it was milk? So then the cheese is osir, but maybe it became a treife after the milk was obtained from that baby. So the subsequent shem treife does not retroactively osir the milk that was obtained before it became a treife. So that's one topic. So maybe it's osir. So if we made cheese out of the milk that was obtained from a behemoth that turned out to be a trefe, so the meat, the cheese is also, because of its lake, it's like the rice. But, so the Torah says, suppose the behemoth didn't turn out to be a vada trefe, but the behemoth turned out to have a sircha kesidro. A sircha kesidro. So, mimele, now we have a svek svek. We have a svek svek. Because that sircha kesidron, if we had been king, so, and we would make that dike by putting the reye into lukewarm water and observe that it doesn't bubble. So then it would be muter. So mimele here we have a svek svek. Number one is maybe that sircha kesidron is not matrefe. Assuming in Tim Shalema that sircha kesidron is matrefet, maybe it happened after the milk out of which the cheese was made was obtained. So it's a svek svek. ויש להקשיב מה שכוסלת תורסים עם פי א', להט רק ונדיסרי ושאל דיסרחי, מפני שימו יו נפקין לבורר, אפשר שאולי נהתר על לבדיקה, אם כן הלו לסווק סווקה. But the question is, but one סופיק, is דש היתים, על מדכי סורים פקיאש, מי סופיק לניסד הרייסה, לצורך סווק סווקה, וכאן לחשבין עולה לי סופיק לאו, במוקים שדאי בסופיק יחוד כאילו של רבנון. So just as one סופיק, if it's סופיק of דש היתים. Because other experts wouldn't have the suffix. He's not considered a suffix under the law of Sveikid Rabban Likule. So if one of the two Sveikis in a Dreise is that kind of a suffix of Dash 18, so Memele it shouldn't be considered a Sveik Sveik. V'tzorich Lema, V'daf Kekan, V'yeish Chisorim Pkies, L'mishe in a Boki, Al Lachirim Vada Yuchal Yisborer. Zehu Daf Kelo Mikra Sofik Lal. Masheikei, בסירכה דהוסום, כל הדרים הם פקיעים בזה. אפטור דרמוס says, ואנן הם פקיעים, so it doesn't mean just this דיין is not בוקי. No one is בוקי today. So that's not considered דעשי. This is what he said. אבל אחרים, זה לא דעת מסלום. מה שאין כי בסירכה דהוסום, כל הדרים הם פקיעים בזה. אלו דיקושה, אדם מהי וכאן הטור, הוא כך קל. Now the tour here mentions the case of קל. Now the Torah, it's in an kuf, it's kuf nun hei, daf, kuf nun hei, omud beis. The ninth line from the top. Avol hu, v'hane mila sheinu lefoneinu, klin she nishpach. Avol im hu lefoneinu, elo sheinu boki lishari, he's not an expert in measuring, afilu mitrabonu til nohoki. Hilkach, khal. אף על פי שהוא דרבנון צורך סמך כנגד כל. So khal is the order of the behemoth. So that has a substantial quantity of milk. The khal, the order of the behemoth, has a certain quantity of milk in it. So the question is, suppose the order of the behemoth was cooked with adachtichas bosom. So, the adach tichas bosor are also, unless there is shishim in the adach tichas bosor neged that measure of milk that the oda contains. But we don't know how much milk the oda of the behemo contains. Does it have a kazayis milk, or does it have 10 kazayis milk, or 20 kazayis milk? So, mimele, the aloha is that we have to be mishaya neged the whole volume of the oda. Now, it couldn't. The order of the behemoth could not contain in it more than the volume of the whole order. That's the maximum, even though we are sure, that the milk contained in the order of the behemoth is certainly less than the size of the whole order. But since we don't know how much, so mimele, we require shishim neged the whole, the volume, the size of the whole order of the behemoth. So why aren't we table hockey? Why aren't we telling, okay, let's say the volume of the whole order of the behemoth is 50 gzeisim. But why shouldn't we be telling, okay, that the milk that it contains is only 20 gzeisim, is only 10 gzeisim? Is Sveikid Rabbonon, after all, Cholof Shchuto is only also Asas Mid Rabbonon. So the Torah says, because it's das in dem Kind. This is what the Torah says. For the same reason, if it wasn't Nishpach, and he doesn't know how to measure it, so we do not say it in Lohokel, because it's das Shaitin, das in dem Kind. So by Chal, too, it's das Shaitin. It's das Shaitin. So now he asks, but, so that shows that the Halach of das Shaitin is not to be limited only to a case where one person is in the pocket and the other people are upkeep. So this is what the Taz wanted to say, that over there, no one is a Boki in the Bdike of Sirches, in Bimayim Pushrim. So he says, but here by Chal, so it's not only that this person who cooked the order of the behemoth together with Adach Tichas Bosal is not an expert. No one knows how much milk the order contains. That's what he asks. All right. V'yeshli. So he says, Elo di koshi. Ta'amayi v'kanatu il kachal. Taz nil achnia. V'ayni mitam shi'ef sholon lamid ashiyo. V'ze keilu l'choladeya. V'nir l'tareitz. D'yesh kam beiz dodin b'sofik d'chisom p'kiyas. Hatzada echod b'mokim shi'isofik. Imu muter yosa. V'ein shum tikun leima. Adei chonei l'chayisa. Elin teima rosa yosa ligam. V'ayni har di orche. אם אני בוקי לשייך, ובזה אמרינון, ואם היו החיסורים לכל הדיר, היו נהלכים בלהוק, כיוון שהוא סופיק דרבונו. אבל אם החיסורים ליחידים, אין זה סופיק. בצד השני, בימה סופיק הוא באיזה עניין נשייר, כי יש לנו שני שיעורים. היינה היא דקחל, שסופיק עם נשייר בקחל עצמי, אוי במי דנופיק בני. די לנו לימה, דאפילו בוודא אין סמך נגד כולי, יהי סופיק. אם יהי סמך נגד מיינופי בני, דים כן יש לך להטר בכל כבנה, ואיכון תמצא איסורי בזה, ואיך תמצא איסורי? בזה אז לינו להחמיר, אפילו אם הוא יחיסון לכל אילון, כיוון שיש על כל פונים לפנינו שיר אחר, שייצא מסופיק, ודא יחי ששירי, ולאמרינו דהה וסופיק דרבונון. לא אוקיר, כיוון דהה סופיק הוא מחמס חיסון ידיע, נמצא דורק המרטור, כאן אז לינו לחומרי. אם הוא אין לבוקי משייר, כאילו שיש אחרים שידעים על כור חוסר לגמרי. אם קר בקחל, דה והסופיק, בין כולי ובין מאי, דנופיק מני, אז לינון גם כן לחומרי, ומשערים בכולי, כאילו דה לפנינו ואי אפשר לשערי, אבל כל היכה שהסופיק הוא כל אילום, והבה הסופיק אם הוא עושה לגמרי, או אם מותר, אז לינו לכולי. ואין אהי דה גביניס. So the task says there is a distinction. In the case of גביניס, in other words, in the case of Gvineis, we see that if the Sofik is L'cholo Eilom, then we are made. But in the case of Kral, even though the Sofik is L'cholo Eilom, no one knows how much milk it contains, how much milk the other contains. So over there, we are mach. We are mach. Why? So he says, אבל היכה שהסופיק הוא כל אילום, והווה הסופיק, אם הוא עושה לגמרי, או אם מותר, so as lino likut. So there, it's as lino likut. ואין היא דאגבינס, שחשבינון זה לסופיק. ווס וקסק, in other words, he holds that the reason as to why the Chachomim said the das shaitim is any sofik, actually on the basis of pure logic, it shouldn't make any difference. If sveki rabon likule, so what difference does it make whether the sofik is a sofik because he knows so much, or the sofik emanates from the fact that he doesn't know anything? It's still a sofik. But the reason as to why the Chachomim said that das shaitim is not considered as sveki rabon, because then that will be conducive to a lot of laxity in Isuri. In other words, suppose the halacha had been that even Sofik Da Sheitim is also Sveki D'Rabbanon. So you know what the inevitable result would be? That no one would ask any Shailas. Why should anyone ask Shailas? He would deliberately bring himself, you know, into all kinds of Sveki D'Rabbanon. I don't know, I never learned, I'm an Amoretz, and I don't want to learn, and Memele I'm allowed to do everything, as long as I'm sure that there is no Chash D'Rais. So in other words, a person can do in respect to Bosor and Cholov whatever he wants. The only thing that he has to do is not to learn. So that will give him immunity against the issue. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim said that the Sofik Da Sheitin is not a Sefer Rabbanon. On the basis of pure logic, we should say even Sofik Da Sheitin is also Sefer Rabbanon Likule. So then it would mean that if a person doesn't know whether something is Oseh, but it's not Oseh, but he's sure it doesn't involve an Israel Reise. He's sure it doesn't involve an Israel Reise. Let's say, Shaila Similichet. So since Dam Shenimlach is, we Paskin is Rabbanon. So any Shaila Similichet would be a Sveikid Rabbanon. You wouldn't have to ask any Shailas. So because of that, the Chachomim said that Sofik Da Sheitin is not considered a Sveikid Rabbanon Likul. That's the reason as to why Sofik Da Sheitin is not a lot. So Mimele, so it's only Shayach if to this person it is a Sofik. He doesn't know. But everybody else who knows more, it's no Sofik. Mashenke, if it is a Sofik to the whole world, let's say, like a Sirche, a Sidron, and so it's only Muter, Al Dike, and we are not booking that Dike, so no one is booking Dike. So by saying Sveiket Rabban Likule or Svek Sveike Likule, there it's a question that I say, it's not conducive to any laxity in Dinim. That's in Dinim. But in the case of Khal, so even though no one knows how much milk the order of the behemoth contains, but suppose we would say that's Teilun Lohakim. So what does that mean, Teilun Lohakim? If the Shaila had been, is it Muter or Oseh? As in the case of the Gvineis. So what's the Shaila? Is it Muter, is the Gvino Muter, or the Gvino is Oseh? So in other words, on the basis of Svek Sveike, so if we are Teilun Lohakim, so then on the basis of Svek Sveike, the Gvino is Muter. Mashenk, in the case of Khal, when you cooked the order of a behemoth with adach tiches bosom. So even if we are tilal hakim, so it, the order still asks the adach tiches of behemoth. It goes without saying that the order of the behemoth has a certain quantity of milk in it. The question is, does it have 5 zaysim of milk in it? Does it have 6 zaysim of milk in it? 10 zaysim, 20 zaysim, 30, 40? The whole volume of the order is 50 zaysim. So one thing is sure, it does not have more than 50 zaysim. That's an impossibility. But even if we are Teilun Lohakim, can you say that the order of the behemoth doesn't aser? It still asers. But then the next question will arise. So it has to have, in order that the adach tichas of bosor should be muter, there must be 60 measures neged the quantity of milk. So the question is, neged what quantity of milk? Neged 1 kazais of milk, neged 2 zaysim of milk, neged 5 zaysim, 10 zaysim, 20, 30, 40. So in other words, so let's say, you could just toss a coin and say, well, we have here, in the other chatiches boso, we have here, let's say, 100 zaysim. So let's say that the quantity we should be tailing the hockey. We should be Teilun Lohakim. Now, let's say we have here, let's say 120 zaysim. 120 zaysim in the adach tichas of bosom. So we should be Teilun Lohakim that there is less than 2 zaysim of milk contained in the odor of the bein. Why? Why should we Teilun Lohakim? Because that will be in consonance with the convenience of the person. Because if we assume Lehokim, that there is not more than 2 zaysim of milk contained in the order of the behemoth, and the adach tichas bosor have a volume of 120 zaysim. So that means that there is shishim. And suppose the adach tichas bosor have a volume only of 60 zaysim. So then we should be telling Lehokim that the quantity of milk contained in the order of the behemoth is not more than 1 kazais. So in other words, so we'll have to be Teilun Lohakim, and in every situation, to say something else. Now, if you are going to resort to that kind of an approach, that is certainly conducive to laxity in dinim. In other words, that will mean that the deen must be adapted to the convenience of the person. So for the same reason that the Chachomim said that where there is a sofik in Da'asheik, where there is a sofik in Da'asheik, so we do not say Sekir Rabban Likule. On the basis of pure logic, we should apply the Halacha Sekir Rabban Likule. Why not? What difference does it make? He has a sofik. But that would mean that people will not have to ask Shailas. They'll always be able to behave all kinds of Isurim Rabbanon, as long as they are not sure that there is definitely an Isur Rabbanon. So the Chachomim declared once for all, Da'asheitim is an Isur. Mashein came where the Sofik is for everybody, not just for this person, like the Sofik in Sirches Kesidron, so then it's not conducive to laxity in Dinim, in Isurim, to laxity in Isurim. But for the same, if we follow up the same logic, in the case of Chal, so true, no one knows. But even though no one knows, so that will be conducive to laxity in Isurim. Because every time you cook the order of a behemoth together with other tiches, so you'll figure out first, you'll measure the volume of the other tiches, and then you'll be tailor hokeil to fit that ratio. So if the volume of the other tiches is 120 gzeisim, 120 gzeisim, so then you'll say we are tailor hokeil that the quantity of milk contained in the order is not more than 2 gzeisim. If the volume of the other tiches is 60 gzeisim, so you say we are tailor hokeil that the quantity of milk contained in the order is not more than 1 kazais. If the volume of the other tiches is 180 gzeisim, so then we'll be tailor hokeil that the quantity of milk contained in the order of the behemoth is not more than 3 gzeisim. In other words, you will be adapting the deen in order to fit the convenience of the person. So for the same reason that we say da'asheitim, that is not a sofik to everybody else, just to that one person, is not sveikin rabban likule. On the basis of your logic, every da'asheitim should be a sveikin rabban likule. What difference does it make? But the Chachomim declared no, because that will be conducive to laxity in Isurim. So, but it will not be conducive to laxity in Isurim if we recognize a sofik that is a sofik to call, let's say in the case of Sirches, but in the case of Chal. So this is what the Taz says. If, let's say, the sofik is a sofik for everybody, and the shaili, and then if we are tila lehokeil, it doesn't even maser, let's say in the case of Gunez, so it doesn't taser. So then we are tila lehokeil, because it's not conducive to laxity in Isurim. Mashenke, in the case of Chal, even if we are tila lehokeil, it still asers. But then you have to figure out, in each case. So you still have to measure. But every case, you'll have to measure differently. So in one case, you'll say, just 1 kazayis of milk is contained in the order of the behemoth. In the other case, you'll say, 2 gzeisim. So that is certainly conducive to laxity in Isurim. I mean, this is, so what the Taz is saying, he's saying a balabatish svara, but it's not bad, even though it's balabatish. All right. This is what he said. Al kocho, din kein, yesh ochahat v'chol gavne, v'heiche, timtze yisure bozeh, az lil hachmir, afilim chason v'chol eilom, kibu sheyesh al koponim, lifoneinu, shiur acher, sheyetze misofik, vada cheshin shalei, v'lamun na misofik d'abon l'okul, kibu d'asofik machmas chason yediye, nimtze dohek amatu, kan az lil lichumre, im ueini boki, lishaya, kibu sheyesh achirim sheyedim, al kocho chosol gamre, hilkar bikhal, dehava asofik, bein kulei, ubein manofik v'nei, so it's still asers, even if we assume that we have to be Mishaya, we might nothing, we don't require Shishim neged the volume of